Welcome, everybody. Share number 1153. We're learning today, L'Refuah Shalema Malka Yutabas Shendel. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, the writing is share number 305. We always like to mention it, and like this we understand the correlation. Okay, so getting back to our Hilchas Brachos, we're in the middle of Shinei Makom, the Halachas of Shinei Makom. And the question is now, if one is in a non-enclosed area, an open area, right, like we've been talking about, and so if they didn't, they just sat down, they started eating, shahakol hu adama hu eis, like we've spoken about, that one wants to move around, the place is open, it's not enclosed, and so on, so you have to see the location where you started eating from the new place whereby you decide to sit. Now, what about, is there any way that we could say if one has intention, one has kavana, right, if they move to a different table, a different bench, or whatever, even though they are unable to see the original place, or if the original place is being blocked or whatever, would kavana help? Would intention help? In other words, when I make the bracha of shahakol ha'etz or hadama, and now I move, now I take a move to another table, and one second, now I turn around and I see the original place, I can't see it, it's being blocked off, it's too far away, whatever the case might be, in an open area, but I had kavana specifically to move, would that help? So Taka the bracha v'sein, sefer v'sein bracha brings down very interesting, actually the sefer v'zoysa bracha, not the same bracha, the sefer v'zoysa bracha brings down, on page 57, ois test, that if in the beginning, if imetchili says like this, ois test, page 57, shas bracha, when somebody made the bracha, he said, daita ligmar achilas b'makam hasheni, they had in mind to move to a different place, so he brings on talk of that, ledas harbe poiskim, there are quite a number of poiskim, who would say, ein ze nechshev l'shine makam, there will be no shine makam. Even though you move to a different place, and one second, I cannot see the original place. So there are quite a number of paiskim who hold like that. And not just that, he brings down, does the sefer, again, the sefer B'zayis HaBracha, he brings down that he says, even if somebody did not have it in mind, he says, Kamoy Kain, he brings at the end of Ois number 10 over there, that if somebody sits down, let's say, and they're in this place, and they know for sure that they'll be moving around. They didn't have specific intent, let's say, to move to a different bench, to a different table in the picnic area, but they know that they'll be moving around. They have to, because it's the metzias of with the family or whatever. The kids have to move from this table. Sometimes there's something on this place, it's no good, the other, but they know they'll be moving around, or it's the whole metzias of the place where they're at. They will be moving to a different place. So if they know when they sit down and they make the bracha, even though they didn't have specific intent that they'll be moving from place to place, but so he says further that even so, as long as one knows that they will be moving, in other words, that's what they'll be doing. They'll be moving to a different place in the middle. It's as though they had already original kavana when they made the bracha. And he says that and they would not have a din of shinei makom, it would be okay. He brings this from Rav Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, very interesting, that's how far it goes. And not just that according to many poiskim, having intention, having das would help, but even to the point that a person knows they'll be moving around, but they maybe forgot to have a specific intent when they made the shahakol adama or eitz, but they know the metzias, they will be moving around. So then the same thing would apply, that nechshav adava kamoish hoyis, it's as though they had already das in the beginning. Now, so that's how he brings it down on page 57. Now, the sefer, the halachas of brachas, Rav Weisfeld brings down also on page 48. Very interesting. The same thing, Lamaise brings down the same thing, that according to many, in the English section, right, he asks the question, first of all, in a non-enclosed area, does it help for one to have intention when they make the bracha, right, to go to a location that he cannot see from the original eating place, again, in an open area, where that's what we're talking about, in an enclosed area, you don't need kavana. I mean, we said, even in an enclosed area, it's good that a person should have kavana, but definitely one, if the one did not have kavana, and the place is enclosed, right, it's enclosed with fencing and so on, so then that's no problem, even if you can't see the original place, because it's all considered like one room, sort of. So, but now he says, so what about in this open area? So he says, yeah, the same thing, that according to many poiskim, right, according to many poiskim, if one originally had intention to go to the other place, that, in other words, when they made the bracha, they had intention to move around to a different table, different place, he may go to the new location without having to recite a new bracha. Again, we're dealing obviously with Shahakal Ho'etzen or Hardama, even if he cannot see the original, even if the person cannot see the original location from the new one. In other words, they sat down in the new place and they cannot see the original location, the same thing would apply. Now, I do have to admit, he does bring down, does the Sefer, Rav Weisfeld brings down over there in Ois number 63, that Lamaisa from the Mishbura, it's not clear, but it's mashma that he does not like the idea if you're going to another place whereby it's open, even though you had a mind to move around, and you could not see the original place. It's not so, again, it's mashma from the Mishabura, he's not so happy with that. He does bring, there are those who say that lichatchila, one should try not to do it. But definitely, one thing's for sure, but the Eved or somebody stuck or whatever the case is, or they know that the Matthias is, or they're moving around, they just don't have a way out, the children, the family, whatever the case is, there's definitely those who rely on. We saw Rav Scheinberg, Shlita and others, definitely brought down the Sefer of Zayis Abrach and brought down Rav Weisfeld, brought down himself. And even in the English section himself up on top, where he brings down again on page 48, that Lamais, according to many Paiskim, if one originally had intention to go to the other place, so then they would be allowed to move to the new location, without having to recite a new bracha. So definitely if somebody is in a situation where they do have to move, there's definitely what to rely on. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch HaKol Tuv.